easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local, final hour, folks. 884-9910, number to call in or text. And in Carson City, checking those texts out for us. Craig, producer Craig, engineer Craig, everything Craig is going to update us on what folks are talking about. Again, 884-9910. Craig, what's the latest?
Well, one of the texts says, "Hi, JP. I looked up the correct pronunciation of our current Veep's name. It's Kama Lama Ding Dong."
I felt that coming.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Let me write that down so I don't mess up next time.
Yes, exactly. Then the next one. Oh, cancel on that. Okay. Just a reminder that there's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. Who has the direct text number for Elon Musk? We know that besides power, the Bidens are all about corruption, graft, and money. If we could just get Elon Musk to tell Hunter Biden he'll buy $1 million painting once a week for every week that Joe stays in the race.
Brilliant. Okay. Very good. I get 4 stars on that one.
And then I figured Elon is the most likely person because he can afford it and he wants to save this country.
To what? Run?
No, to pay Hunter Biden. For a thing so Joe will stay in the race and lose.
Well, Hunter and Jill, it's a very sad thing that they want so much to have that power that they're parading poor Joe out there. It is elder abuse. It really is. It's so sad for me to see that, I think, for many Americans also. Is that it so far, Craig, this hour?
That is so far. Those came in the last 10 minutes while
okay.
We were on break.
Awesome. Good. Folks, did you watch the convention? Huh? For me, the highlights of the week, aside from Trump, were, Ron DeSantis, I thought was great. Ramaswamy, great. Madeleine Braim, awesome. Marco Rubio, Lara Trump. I thought Sean O'Brien representing the Teamsters Union, very effective. That was a great speech. O'Brien also offered to speak at the Democrat National Convention. Yeah, we'll see about that. But I liked it. Great lineup. To me, it seems like, O'Brien from the union trying to make both sides better, which will, of course, be better for the Teamsters and our country. Anti-Semitism was tackled. A Harvard graduate endorsed Trump's call to deport foreign students who harass Jewish students. The parents of a Hamas-held American-Israeli hostage chanted, "Bring them home," with the crowd. I love that. Honestly, I think the best speeches at the convention were from the everyday Americans who became victims of tragedy due to incompetence from the White House. The victim speeches were the best ones. The parents who lost their son to fentanyl because the border was wide open at the time. Those were the best speeches, I think. But the sad thing is, I don't think many people saw those speeches because of the cable coverage on the cable news stations, specifically CNN and MSNBC. I think they only ran JD and Trump for speeches. MSNBC, the My Cable program guide comes up, and for MSNBC, it said Republican National Convention, you know, like this 3-hour block. And I watch, well, I kind of have to, my wife watches it. I watch MSNBC for the Republican National Convention, and their convention was just their 2 to 5 anchors chatting at a table. And they have the little square at the bottom right where you see the activity going on in Milwaukee at the convention. But there's no audio. You see in the little square, people are doing speeches, but you don't hear them. And all they do, or they did at MSNBC, are the anchors and the reporters yap, 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 yap. That was the coverage. They can do that any other time when the convention isn't even on. After the convention, they could do that. But they purposely did not air those speeches. I think CNN, there were a lot of speeches that you never saw. I think that's terrible. MSNBC, watching last night, boy, they hammered Hulk Hogan. They didn't even give his name. They said an aging wrestler. And there were two anchors there who kept repeating this false story that a bullet didn't necessarily hit Trump's ear, that it was a teleprompter that shattered by the bullet and cut his ear. Joy Reid said that, and that O'Donnell guy, they keep repeating it, which is totally false. But I know why they keep talking about that. It's because they can say the word teleprompter a lot. Prompter, teleprompter. You see how that works? So to get it in the person's mind that Trump needs a teleprompter, trust me, you watch him speak, he doesn't. If there is a teleprompter, he's not reading it, okay?
Well, according to what I read and heard, the speech he wrote was 55 minutes, timed out as 55 minutes. And they said there was a lot of ad-lib in it. And that's what took it up to 93 minutes. Yep.
You think?
Oh, I know. Listen, I was here the whole time. We were covering it here from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You know,
don't be offended, folks, but he talked so long, my ears were bleeding. All right. Forget I said that. 93 minutes. You're right, Craig. It was
the longest acceptance speech of a presidential candidate ever.
MSNBC also made light of when the big Trump sign, when he came out on stage in Milwaukee, and behind him were the lights that spelled out Trump, and oh, look at his ego and all this. No, it's called advertising. It's called messaging. Okay. My gosh, the Democrat National Convention is going to have a lot of showy stuff too. Are you going to criticize them for that? And then these late night talk show hosts, okay, who's the guy on Colbert? It's vicious. Remember when those late night talk shows were comedy? And here, okay, the humor on like Colbert, here's what the humor is. Rudy Giuliani falling. That's funny, folks. That's humor. Or they zoom in on some obese woman wearing a cowboy hat, one of the delegates at the Republican National Convention, and the crowd laughs when they get a close-up of somebody with the cowboy hat who weighs way too much. I can't believe that this culture, or just how bad network programming is anymore. But anyway, back to the convention speakers. Senator and VP candidate J.D. Vance was quite great. He is his own man. None of this kowtowing to the big money corporations. He recounted growing up poor in a working class Ohio town that he said had been cast aside by Biden and other politicians. And he said, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from. He also criticized big corporations and praised, quote, the working man, union and non-union alike. He is not a globalist, not at all. And I respect him for telling his truth in the face of losing a lot of big donor money from billionaires. That's courage. And from what I see, America and the Republican Party have turned against corporations because of Amazon, Apple. Do you realize how big the profit margin is for Apple? You know, Democrats like to pick on the oil companies. Look up the profit margins for the oil companies. They're like less than 10%. Apple, we're talking like, what, 40% profit margin for Apple. They don't mind spending $3,000 on an Apple product. Tesla, you know, private equity groups that are taking advantage of us, the American consumer, years of destroying and exporting jobs and breaking up businesses, that and inflation have caused the poverty we see. And corporations have earned, I believe, the ire of American people lately. Support America, buy America, right? So I like JD's backing the populist agenda that our former president is advancing. And then we had former President Trump in a sort of grandfatherly approach in the beginning, Thursday night, a lot less bombastic. He certainly got confidence. He certainly has his vision. But he poked his finger in far fewer people's eyes that night than he has typically done in the past. We were very eager to hear his speech Thursday night, weren't we? I'm an old man, which means that I came of age with the rise of Ronald Reagan. And so imprinted hard on me is the Reagan model, and that will always be my favorite. And the closer people get to that, the better I think they're doing. And the farther they get from it, the less comfortable I am. That's a prejudice and bias that I have. I recognize it. I lay it out there. And I loved that our former president spoke in the same spirit of his statements after getting shot in that come together, unite America way. The outreach to people who feel differently, to include Democrats, of course. You know, Reagan won his elections with Reagan Democrats. He gave an all the people speech Trump did Thursday night that in my mind was, in the beginning, Reagan-esque. Yes, it was meandering. One news article said afterwards that it appeared Trump went off script at times. Appeared? Appeared? He went 93 minutes. Hunter Biden on crack doesn't go that long. I mean, it was a speech that was both personal and rambling, but it truly highlighted how different he is from any other recent president and how he has transformed the party into a populist, trade restrictions, anti-war, immigration reform movement that Ronald Reagan would today hardly recognize. Aside from that, we have a country divided, and he, in my mind, it gave, it was more of a uniting One America speech than he's done in the past. And I thought it had the potential to step into Reagan's shoes and be that caliber of leader. Trump pledged to, quote, be president for all America, not half of America. It was personal, and he made me cry walking over to Corey's fire gear and kissing the helmet. That even got to my wife, not a Trump supporter. And honestly, I've never seen her cry. Trump made her cry. I can't believe it. Yet Trump's sincerity was there, no doubt. And then after that sweet half hour, then the knives came out, which they had to, right? He had to illustrate the differences between him and his opponent. He attacked his rivals, attacking Democrats for, quote, destroying our country, said they used COVID to cheat in the 2020 election. He called Biden's climate policy and push for green energy the new green scam twice. By the way, I don't know if you heard this. On Thursday, Ford announced it will produce gasoline trucks at a Canadian plant, a new Canadian plant, changing up their plan to make electric vehicles there. They're bailing out. Trump called Nancy Pelosi crazy. I think that, and I'm not trying to be partisan here necessarily, but the Democratic Party has been Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, AOC, and Joe Biden have all been about hate. Hate Trump, hate his supporters. Call them extreme mega Republicans, Nazis, everything else like that. And you know, and I think they know, that's truly not who we are. And we should not be hated by our elected officials. My U.S. senator in Nevada should not think that people like me are crap and openly disrespect and sneer at people like us. Catherine Cortez Masto said during her last campaign, there should be consequences for people who undermine our democracy, who peddle the big lie. You know, folks who had doubts about the last election. Consequences? Consequences? Like what? Consequences for free speech? The free speech your party doesn't agree with? Did you mean to say deplorable, Madam Senator? And here's something from Catherine Cortez Masto's Facebook on May 19th. Republicans aren't actually interested in securing our border. They want chaos. Pardon me, I'm a Republican, and I don't want to secure the border because we Republicans like chaos? She's not saying Republican politicians. She's saying Republicans, period. I'm not asking anyone to kiss my hind end, but we're all fellow citizens. We hold these, truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I should not have to live in a country where my president and my U.S. senator hates people like me, where they openly vilify and exclude from the common citizenship people like you and me, whose backgrounds are simply different from theirs, right? E pluribus unum, one for many, says it's okay to be one of the many. I don't have to be exactly like Catherine Cortez Masto. I don't have to march in step with her politics. I'm allowed to have a different view. Doesn't make me a bigot. Doesn't make me a Nazi. It makes me an American who looks at things differently, and we've always looked at things differently. That's one of our strengths. Oh, I'll shut up now. Got to take a break. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local. We have our next guest coming up at 11:30, so get your calls in now. 884-9910 or text too. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:22.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello. John Potter, live and local, 884-9910 at 11:25. Smoke is in the moderate category from fires. News sources say mainly from Southern California, but we have fires going on west of Truckee. It's 95% contained, that fire, in Northern California. Also, Topaz Rancho Estates, south of Gardnerville, had a small blaze, and they're cleaning up that. And, of course, we had the Verdi fire, which created a lot of commotion and closed lanes on 80 yesterday. Those lanes are open. Let me just finish up on the convention. I just want to say, if you forget everything I just said, just remember this. I don't like this thing where the media is covering conventions, but they're just going to sit in the booth and do our wonderful commentary. That has caught on to the other networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, lots of anchors and those political experts yakking away, the former Obama officials telling us what we should think and who we should vote for. Show us the speeches. Because that's when I turn off the TV. I mean, do they come on after a presidential address or a press conference? Do the anchors and reporters and experts then come on and after to tell us what to think because deep down they think we're too stupid to decide for ourselves? Or maybe they just like to give their spin and bash Republicans, mostly with opinionated adjectives and adverbs, which are not too obvious, but a lot of times not. I listen to the words. And I see the editing, and I see it all the time. You know, after Corey was killed in Pennsylvania, the fire chief held a press conference, and he talked about how Corey was a great father who loved his community and wanted to go out and support his candidate for president. And you only saw that last part once when it was live. On the evening news, they clipped out the wanted to support his candidate part. The news media has to treat Trump with fairness, and I think even compassion. There's a difference between critiquing his policies and dehumanizing him. There is a difference between honestly criticizing him and bashing the people who support him, the voters. The Democrat rhetoric against Trump has also been directed towards his supporters. We're extreme MAGA Republicans. The president of the United States has repeatedly used that description about people who are his constituents and who theoretically he is to serve. Nancy Pelosi says extreme MAGA Republicans, folks. And she almost spits the words out like we're too vile to be mentioned, that we leave such a bad taste in her mouth. We're a threat to democracy and we're a cult. And oh, my gosh. Well, we got to see one of them and find out about him. And that man, Corey Comparatore, he was with his small town volunteer fire department since he was a teenager, became chief and got a wife, couple of daughters, took them to the rally. And as the gunfire rang out, he recognized it and immediately forced his family down and threw his body over them. And he was struck in the head. An emergency room medical physician who happened to be there attending the rally quickly came to his aid. One of the political speakers, a young man starting out, got there first and applied direct pressure. Interviewed later with blood all over his shirt after trying to save him. Corey's daughter, Allison, go on the internet and look what she wrote about what the media won't report about what a man Corey was. Let's go to the phones. Joe calling from Sparks. Hey, Joe, I appreciate your call. Good morning, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, John. So nice to talk to you. First, I'd like to say that I have a grandson in California who's a fireman. And, he's got more character than anybody I know. Those firemen are just so dedicated to the job. It's just amazing. You know, he's community-minded, and he's just, I don't know, he has a little bit of my blood in his veins, and I don't know how he got to that situation he's in right now, but I didn't have anything to do with it. But,
represented by Corey, and this really shocked a lot of Democrats, but they all thought we were nutcase mega extremists. And then to see these decent people at the rally, they didn't even run and freak out when the shots rang out. They were all there to support each other. And for the victims who were hit, it showed us lunatic extremists are just good-hearted American citizens. I thought that was a great message to get across, that they could not paper over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, John, I want to say, first of all, I want to say that on July 10th, I turned 80 years old, so I think that qualifies me to criticize or talk about the president if I want.
You've seen a lot, my friend.
You know what? Talking about phones, I remember the first phone we got after the line. We had a phone line that went to everybody in the building. It was a tenement building in Chicago, so a party line, they called it. And you could pick it up and hear somebody talking on there, but nobody said anything on the phone that was really important. They were too smart to do that. So, you know, if you picked up the phone and somebody was talking, you'd just be mad that you couldn't use it, so you just hang the phone up. That's what happened. And I think there was eight apartments in that building. So there was eight people on that phone line. But our first phone only had three numbers. And television was not on in the afternoons in Chicago. There was just test patterns.
When you talk about the phone, are you talking about party lines?
Yeah.
Is that what you're describing, where you pick up the phone and somebody is on the party line, you're hearing the conversation?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how you identified a call to you was by the ring?
Yeah.
It was kind of Morse code. If it was three shorts, that was somebody. And if it was a short, a short.
You're blowing everybody's mind because hardly anybody remembers those. And as a matter of fact, there's a horror movie called, I think it's called Party Line. And I was talking to somebody who saw it who couldn't make heads or tails sense out of it. He said, this movie is about this, that like this weird building where it has this phone system where everybody can. I said, that's the old Party Line. They don't understand that stuff. Yes, we had to go through that. I got to run, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Most important thing I was going to say is...
What?
Could I hold on? You got to go to a commercial?
No, no.
Is that it?
No, I'll give you a minute. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. I understand that Biden has made an agreement to step down. They've did it in the Oval Office a few times, but every time they get to the door... They shake his hand and thank him, and he doesn't know what they're thanking him for. So they got to take him back in and try it again. I mean,
okay.
I think they could use Groundhog Day on this guy. If they take him to the beach house, and he wakes up in the morning, they hand him Saturday's paper and tell him that one more day, and then we're going back to the White House. They could keep him there till his term is over, really. And one more thing, John. You know, the Democrats in Chicago, they're crazy. They've come up with a new gender. It's going to be covers everyone. Any new children born in obviously they're new children. Any children born in Chicago from now on, there'll be no male or female. They're all going to be designated as targets.
All right, Joe. I'll think about that all day long. I appreciate.
Well, you know,
I got to run.
July, they killed a lot of people.
All right, sir. Thanks, Joe. We got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. Back in a few, our next guest, great event coming up, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1134.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter, live and local. We're putting a hold on calls for 10, 15 minutes because we have a special guest in the studio, and we have a caller who's guest number two. That would be inspirational, motivational speaker Marjorie Shepherd is calling in from Las Vegas, and folks who lived in Reno a long time know Marjorie Shepherd is a hot model.
Yeah.
Right? Marjorie, you there?
Yes, I am, and how kind you are.
Well, Chef Mark just showed me your picture, and
he always speaks the truth.
Va 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 voom.
Oh, listen, thank you so much. You know, I've known Mark a long time, and I'm so happy to be a part of launching this fourth year in doing what he does. Really and truly, I'm a testimonial from the word go.
All right, Marjorie, we're going to get back to you. Chef Mark, you're doing it again, a first responders dinner. You've collected, oh my gosh, it looks like 40 sponsors.
I got about 70. I got 70 sponsors. There's a 20 by 10 billboard on the Crystal Ice Building on 4th Street. So if you forget anything, drive by there and look to your right or to your left, whichever way you're going. And you'll see the billboard.
Chef Mark has been a long, retired chef, but he really made his mark at restaurants. Everybody knows Chef Mark here. And his last job was cooking at the Mustang Ranch.
The Mustang Ranch. Yep, that was the hooker cooker.
Well, now, listen, I've heard great things about the food at these places.
Yeah, it is really good. The girls get anything they want.
Well, we could really get into that, sure. But this first responders dinner.
But that was in the past.
Yes. I'm blushing talking about it. Marjorie, what connect? I'm not going to ask you that. Marjorie has a quite fascinating past. Why is she a motivational speaker? Marjorie had a terrible health hospital experience. She almost died. And that led her to getting the word out about appreciating life. Can you give us a little bit of inspiration, Marjorie, about that?
Well, you know, it seems that over the years, things happen to people in a different way. And yes, what you just mentioned truly did happen. And I had just made up my mind that the will to win in life was going to be by far much stronger and brighter so that I could pave a path and hopefully inspire people no matter what their situation. So I will tell you that on a political note, the legal system at that time was just absolutely terrible. I think that there's a whole lot of stuff that went on there, just as it did with the Donald Trump cases. I was also disfigured from that. And I went through a lot of changes just to acquire a face again so that I could face life. But what ultimately what I really learned was that it isn't the face that was facing life. It was my will to win, my will to achieve, my will to inspire others.
And you're amazing.
Marjorie, for the folks out there who are down right now, and not feeling their best, who are frankly depressed right now. And there are people like that. I'm sure there are many out there and some who are listening to this right now. Could you give them a minute or two of your inspiration talk right now?
Well, you know, they have to first remember that there is only one of them. They can't be anybody else. They can't have an epiphany that, well, if I really try really hard, I will be just like whoever. No. There's only one of them, and to realize that they're okay. They're all right. All they have to do is try. Now, are they going to succeed at everything that they step up to do? Well, no, but that's how they learn. And then that's how they become stronger. And the will to win at life in whatever direction they want to go begins to take shape. It's just that simple. In life, we all must keep on going. You know, people think that if they, as an example, have a high-powered position, and they're very well known, no matter if it's good or bad, but if something happens and they don't have that position anymore, they feel embarrassed. They feel like they have to hide. And they don't. What they have to do is just pull up those bootstraps and keep on going, because the next step is going to be higher. It's going to be more rewarding because they will have learned and they can implement. And with every mistake they make, there is an extra 5 stars in the form of a plus because they've overcome. Does that make sense?
Yep. God bless you. You sound like my mom. Gosh darn it. That is all. That is appreciating life. Now, what's your connection to Chef Mark and the First Responders Dinner?
Well, when I go back way before that, in meeting Mark, his mom, and sister, and whatnot, so I know the journey that he has had leading up to the First Responders Dinner. And I really, really want to tell you an inspiration he is. For every time he took a positioning and he came through, always something happened, but it wasn't anything that happened because he made it happen. It was because something happened on the outside that would interfere with him going on to create. But he never gave up. He pulled up those bootstraps, leading all the way up then to the First Responders Dinner. It was sensational. Yeah. It was sensational. And I can't wait to tell you a little bit about what's on the future, even after this next Fourth Responders Dinner.
He's working on other stuff.
Well, thank you, Margie.
Chef Mark sounds like a wonderful student of your philosophy, Marjorie Shepherd. I'll let you go now, Marjorie. I'm so glad you joined in and set up what we're going to talk about here. Chef Mark, invite the folks out there to come to this First Responders Dinner and tell the folks about it
what. First of all, I want to thank Margie. She's a great friend. I've known her for a long time. She's always been there for me. Thank you so, so much. I love you so much. As far as the dinner, it's my fourth one, of course, and like I said, there's a billboard on Keystone that you can see. We're going to be doing awards this year. So I don't know if everybody knows, but I was in an accident on April 11th, 2022. I flipped my car over on the highway coming out of Gold Ranch, coming towards town, right by the Highway Patrol truck stop. So that was kind of a blessing there, but I hit ice and I flipped the car over and landed in the westbound lanes. I was going east. I broke 6 ribs, fractured my collarbone. I punctured my lung. I crushed my vertebrae. I went into the hospital, had surgery on my lung. 9 days later, they released me, and I went straight back within 5 days. I had MRSA in my blood, which gave me a spinal infection. I've been going through this for the last 2 years, but I'm dedicated to this because I was up looking at my body, trying to talk to the doctors and the nurses that were working on me, and they weren't listening. They couldn't hear me. They were talking to each other, and I knew right then, well, after that, I just woke up in the hospital with all these tubes in me, but right then I knew that God still had a plan for me, and the plan was to keep doing this, to keep throwing this party every year and taking care of these people that take care of us, and that is the blessing.
The real benefit is you cook up a storm of gourmet food. At this event, you do it once a year. I was proud to be a co-host last time, I think, or the time before that.
Last time.
Okay, so give us the detail.
It's all free. Everything's free.
It's all free, folks, but you have to call and make a reservation.
You got to call and make a reservation. It's only going to be one-time seating at 6 p.m. October 25th, which is my birthday.
October 25th.
It's my birthday.
Okay, and there's a 6 p.m. seating, and is there another one?
Nope, 6 p.m. seating. We've tried different options, different ways to go about this, and the best way, since we're doing awards, and I'm giving awards out to some of our local first responder heroes, like Mark.
And they come out.
Like
yeah.
Mark Patterson and Kobe Pohl from REMSA were there on the scene of my accident. They saved my life.
Right. So what's on the menu?
What's on the menu is blueberry pork ribs. I got lemon chicken. We got bacon wrapped shrimp over Tosha Christini with lemon butter garlic. We got a Caesar salad. I'm still designing the menu, so I don't have it fully done yet. I'm doing everything in stages.
And these are donations, of course, from good people and corporations.
Good people. The only thing we have is a raffle and a silent auction. We have entertainment.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Costa is our entertainer. He's a one-man show.
You got to get in on this, folks. October 25th, 6 p.m., where?
At the American Legion Hall, 877 Ralston Street in Reno.
Oh, same place.
Same place. I've had it all 4 years.
What's the number people have to call to reserve? Don't tell me it's your cell phone and you're going to be doing this all by yourself.
I'm doing it all by
myself.
Oh,
my gosh.
I got volunteers for the night of the party and the day before, but most of the time volunteers.
Well, let's do the phone number. And is the ringer off on that thing?
It's on.
Oh, turn it off. You're going to be answering calls all day.
775-420-6567. Chef Mark Silva.
All right, one more. You're a fast talker. Let me get that.
420-6567.
All right, folks, it's October 25th, 6 p.m., the American Legion on Ralston in Reno, and number to call with your reservations to be there. No charge up front at all. You can take part. He's going to get the donations for the silent auction and your donations when you're there. And where does the money go to?
It goes to keeping the wheels rolling and being going to all these places. Gasoline alone is $40 a day. And just keeping, I got to look people in the face when I go because I don't have.
Like food donation trucks?
Food donations and stuff like that. I don't have a 501c3 because IRS problems.
We won't tell them.
Well,
okay.
Somebody identity theft me.
All right. 775-420-6567.
Yep.
And there goes his phone. I can see it. Chef Mark, thank you for all you do. Come back again before the event, okay?
I will.
All right, my friend.
I will.
You are a true friend.
All right.
All right. John Potter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Live
and can I mention one thing?
Yeah.
I just want to give thanks to all the printing companies, Graphics Unlimited, DigiPrint, and Reno Print Store that made the big old billboard.
I see. Listen, man, you got a list.
Motorcycle shops, Steven.
You got a list of 40. I don't have time. You worked your ass off, though, getting all of these sponsors, and credit to them and you.
Okay,
but you're going to come back before
I'll be back
you. All right, sir.
All right.
Chef Mark, thank you. And Marjorie, too.
Thank everybody. Thank you, Margie.
Yeah. Once again, his number 775-420-6567. I'm John Potter, back for our last segment on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:52.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You just heard our news person, Craig, give that weather forecast. 100 throughout the weekend. Current temperature, we just hit 94 degrees in Reno. Yeah, summer, stop showing off. We get it. You're hot. I would enjoy summer a lot more if somebody came by every hour and misted me like produce. I suggested this to management. I would like the thunder sound effect and everything with the misting me. But they're looking to fill that position. Craig is busy.
I think we might get one of our first responders to show up and shoot you with a fire hose.
Okay. Let me think about that one. There is a cold front coming. You know, the temperature is going to hit 100 degrees all weekend. But This cold front's a-coming, folks, is going to get up to 93 coming up on the next Thursday. So looking forward to pumpkin spice time again. Reno air quality today in the moderate category from a wildfire. Basically, most of it's coming from Southern California, but we got a couple little fires around us, west of Truckee, down south of Gardnerville in the Ranchos area. And I think they put out the one that was hit Verdi that closed to 80, of all things. So far, though, I'll tell you what, last year, fire season, I didn't want to bring it up because some evil spirit could have been listening. We got away with a very quiet fire season last year. Hopes and prayers that we have the same situation this year. So far, we seem to be holding our own with that. So anyway, show's coming to an end. I'm John Potter. If you've been following this radio show for the last 2.5 years it's been on, you are my cousin on my radio side. Even that guy who sent the nasty text, you're my brother, my friend. And I listen to what you have to say. And I will dutifully try to please you as a customer of these fine radio stations. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy our town. I might hit that Latin jazz concert at Wingfield Park tonight. If you see me, say hi. Love meeting you folks. Craig, as awesome, you did a great job. Much appreciated. So anyway, I'll talk to you next Saturday on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Much love to you. FM News Talk time, Fox News coming up. It's 11:58. Bye-bye.